From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Raga Justin reports in the Times Union that with Democrats in Albany locked in negotiations to produce a new budget, State Senator Jake Ashby, a Rensselaer County Republican, has a proposal for the state's bail laws he hopes breaks the deadlock. Ashby would eliminate cash bail altogether, but give judges discretion to hold dangerous alleged criminals. People accused of crimes are considered by the courts innocent until proven guilty, but the current bail system puts these innocent people in jail. Ashby's proposal would remove all references to cash bail from New York's criminal code. Judges, though, would get sweeping oversight over when to remand someone accused of a crime before their trial. And his proposal would create a commission on public safety reform to analyze court data to give judges an objective standard they could use to determine how to evaluate someone's perceived risk of harm to themselves or others or their potential to leave the court's jurisdiction. Ashby said, and I quote, "It takes money out of the equation, and it gives judges the discretion that they need. I think it makes an attempt to solve or alleviate some of the concerns on both sides," end quote. Katie Schaefer, the director of organizing at the Progressive Center for Community Alternatives, called the measure a, and I quote, "mass incarceration," end quote, bill, and said, and I quote, "Senator Ashby's proposal would dramatically and unconscionably expand pretrial incarceration in New York State, undermining our constitutional right to the presumption of innocence. We urge New York's legislature to reject this radical and regressive proposal, as well as the governor's efforts to jail more black, brown, and poor people pre-trial," end quote. Governor Kathy Hochul has not commented on Ashby's proposal, but on April 5th said, and I quote, "I support the fundamental premise behind the bail laws, but we need to make sure that judges understand that they have the discretion to make the right decision in the right case," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media that the town of Canaan's Park will get spruced up with a $6,000 grant from the Partners for Climate Action Hudson Valley to remove invasive species and restore plantings. On Earth Day, workers will begin adding native wildflowers and shade tree plantings and removing European water chestnuts from the park pond. Dylan Chipkowski, Canaan's Climate Smart Community Task Force member, said, and I quote, "The pond is an essential part of the park. It creates a lot of beauty, and it's a wildlife habitat, and it's used by people for fishing. The water chestnut grows at a fast rate and outgrows other native species of plants, making it hard for them to persist in ponds, lakes, and rivers. That impacts wildlife, fish, and people. The water chestnut makes it hard for people to fish," end quote. Canaan will be adding Blazing Star, Brown-Eyed Susan, and other native flowers and grasses such as Blue Stem and Dwarf Fountain to the 7-acre park. Partners for Climate Action co-founder Bob Dandrew explained why Canaan won the grant, saying, and I quote, "The project in Canaan was attractive to us because it involves volunteers from throughout the community. We believe that it will be inspiring to other towns in the county," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Courtney Ward reports for WTEN that it is spring and the Department of Environmental Conservation is warning about the possibility of muddy trails. There is still snow and ice melting at higher elevations, and the DEC is asking hikers not to hike above 2,500 feet until the trails have dried and hardened. And the agency warns that hiking on muddy trails damages the environment. DEC Forest Ranger Peter Evans said, and I quote, "So really pay attention to what you're doing. Make sure that if you're going to try to cross a brook or something like that, you take not only the current weather pattern, but the weather that's going to be happening in the afternoon and early evening into account," end quote. Read the full story at the WTEN website. One sign of spring is the reopening of the drive-in movie theaters, and the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie announced on social media this week that they will start screening films again next weekend on April 14th. They will announce the first films they are showing on April 11th. The Greenville Drive-In has not yet announced when it's opening, but that is typically in May. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.